Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I want to jump into this morning talking about course of study and what that looks like. Why is it important to have a course of study? Some people are like, what does that even mean? So explain to us what that is and why that is something that's helpful in our planning and organizing of our homeschool.
Okay. So course of study is like a fancy term for basically what subjects are we going to do this year? Mm-hmm. Yep. and that's basically all it is. And the reason that, the reason to think about it is because you probably have to do way less than what you think you have to do. So one of the things that I like to talk to people about when we talk about course of study is something that nobody has probably ever told you before, and that's there are two kinds of subjects when it comes to school subjects or homeschool subjects. And the first kind of subjects are subjects that are skill-based subjects. So these are the skills that you're going to build on that you're going to use later in life to help you learn other things. So things like learning to read, handwriting, actually doing composition, so writing papers. Also, mathematics is another skill-based area. So these are subjects that your kids, they kind of need to enter into this at the beginning. And there is a pretty much a set pattern that they follow, and the skills build one on the other, and they really need to go at their own pace. Mm-hmm. The other kind of subject is a content area subject. So a content area subject is something like a science, a history, a literature. And when you get the big box from the curriculum company that has a grade on it, all of these subjects are in there, and you kind of get it in your head that they're like all the same. And I'm not going to say that they're all not equally important, because they have their own roles that they fulfill. You know, without the content area subjects, I think school would be kind of boring, right?
Yeah.
But they're not the same, and they shouldn't be treated the same. So content area subjects, these are the ones that we're going to prioritize, especially for elementary kids, especially for younger kids. And our kids are probably going to work on these individually as they get older and just build on themselves. We're going to work to mastery on these, but we're also not going to push our kids, because it's much better that they learn these and not just gloss over them. Whereas content area subjects, on the other hand, are different, because these are great subjects where we can combine our kids and teach all of our kids together and really save ourselves some time and some energy. Also, there's no set order that content area subjects need to be learned in. I mean, don't let anybody sell you a bill of goods that your first grader must start with ancients, or your third grader's got to do American history. You can really do those in any order that you want. And so when you embrace the flexibility and freedom that comes from understanding the difference between these two kinds of subjects, it really opens up a great number of things in your homeschool. And so back to that course of study, if you have a first grader learning to read, those beginning phonics skills, those beginning math skills, and some handwriting, that's really all you need to be doing. Yeah. Everything else is gravy. Have fun, follow their interests, do unit studies, learn neat things, but don't worry about checking off the boxes of all of these other things that you think you must do, because you really don't have to.
Right. And the content area subjects would be history, science, literature, things like that, that you're saying kids can do all together. So yeah, that's a great thing. And for a course of study, what we've done, and I know what some of the forms are that you have on your website, is basically it's like a spreadsheet that will, it's very simple. I mean, it's like subject, grade, and what you're using. So if you're going to do history, you would just put, under the subject column, history, under, the column of, the resource, you would put maybe Apologia or whatever history, source you're going to use. And it helps with just bringing it all together, so that you're not constantly like, what am I supposed to be doing? What book am I supposed to use for history or for science or whatever? And so it's just, and you can just do this handwritten. It doesn't even have to be a fancy, beautifully made form by Pam Barnhill.
Yeah.
Though that's nice and will look prettier on your refrigerator.
And we have it for free too. So if you go to, freehomeschoolplanner.com, the course of study form is one of the ones you get in the free set.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. But it's, it's your research and your planning sheet, basically. And so it's like, okay, I'm going to list out the subjects that we need to do this year. You know, I need to have a math. I need to have, at our house, we don't even start doing composition until my kids are 10 or older. We don't start grammar until junior high school, which I know could just be absolutely shocking for some people. But, you know, it's, to me, grammar is kind of like you use the same thought processes that you do for algebra. And so why not just wait until it's easy to do instead of spending your, spending years like beating your head against the wall. Right. So, just listing out the subjects that you need to do, and then what resources are you going to use for each one?
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.